Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. First story this hour takes us to Nigeria, where reports coming out of that country suggest that the army has stormed the house of top Shia cleric Ibrahim al-Zakzaki in the northern part of the country, killing many people. Now, the fate of Zakzaki and his wife remains unknown. But the second-in-command to the leader of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria, Sheikh Mohammed Touré, and the group's spokesman are among the dead. The army torched parts of the cleric's residence and partly destroyed it using explosives. Now, the assault began late on Saturday in the northern Nigerian city of Zaria. Authorities accused the Shia cleric of trying to assassinate the Nigerian army chief, a charge that he has vehemently denied. Well, we're going to cross over to London and welcome from the Islamic Human Rights Commission, Mr. Masoud Shajade. Thank you so much for being with us. First of all, I would like to hear the latest of what you have, because I know, Mr. Shajade, that you're in close contact with people on the ground there in Nigeria.
Unfortunately, there is not a lot of information coming out, because after they have stormed the house and the Husseiniyah, what we are hearing is majority of people in there were actually were shaheed, and they were attacked and they died. And there are rumors that Sheikh himself has been arrested, but there is no confirmation of this. And unfortunately, the numbers of those who have been killed is going to be increasing very rapidly, because it seems that not many people survived the onslaught on both the house and the Husseiniyah. And really, what is really so disgusting is the claims of Nigerian army, which they say that this whole thing started by attack and assassination against one of the top generals. And the reality is that this seems to be very clearly well organized, well ahead of time, and we have not heard of even a single soldier being injured, let alone being killed. Mm-hmm. While we are hearing that at least 100 of Zakzaki's supporters have been killed, and the shooting started yesterday, and it continued for 26 hours, and moved from Husseiniyah into sort of resident of Sheikh Zakzaki, and there is no justification for this. The Nigerian armed forces are becoming judge, jury, and executioner, and they're going around killing innocent people, many women and children among the ones who have died in both of these locations.
What are the latest numbers that you have, Mr. Shajade, as far as fatalities? As you said, unfortunately, it seems that the numbers are going to greatly increase. But what are the last numbers that you have?
Well, the last number we had for the sort of Husseiniyah, the mosque, was 30 before the assault. And we've been told that at least another 5 have died as a result of the assault and the bombing and the explosion which was used to destroy part of the building. Within the sort of the house of Sheikh Zakzaki, we have known of 30 before the assault. But unfortunately, I think the numbers of people who were in the house and in the vicinity, and it's not really just a house, this was a center. It was mm-hmm. an open door. Sheikh had many people going in and out of his house. It had a great section which was open to public and the community. So there were really, we heard that there were something in the region of 100 people there. If that figure is right, then we are really talking about at least 70 or so killed within the vicinity of his house and inside the house.
Now, when looking at some of the reports that also I'm getting in from individuals, that they said that also there were tanks on the ground and that they were surrounded by these very well-armed military troops. Interestingly enough, Mr. Chandra, being that, of course, I'm in the media, when searching the subject and looking through it, no coverage from any of the mainstream networks in dealing with this tragedy that has been taking place over the last 26, 27 hours. It seems, again, that we're looking at a media blackout when it comes to the innocent killing of Muslims happening this time to be Shias. Your take, sir. Why are we seeing that again?
It really is, Marza, it's really outrageous. It really is outrageous. Nothing, I can't find words to describe what's going on. Ordinary people who have, you know, this the movement, the Islamic movement of Nigeria, have never been found guilty of any aggression, any violence against anybody. They had a fantastic relationship with the Sunni community, with the Salafi community, with the Christian community, and you know, it really is, it, you know, they have a Christian section of the movement, and it really is outrageous that not only nothing being done, but lies of the military, which are very clearly lies. I mean, one could just look at the photographs and so forth, and the logic behind what they're saying is so pathetic. But on top of that, what we just find that today, the website of Islamic movement have been sort of blocked by in the British sort of system, which we're trying to find out why. You know, and it really is, it seems to be a coordinated effort. And what is really worrying is that, you know, Sheikh Zakzaki was always trying to say to us, and he said very clearly, there's no Boko Haram, it's the military who's doing all, and there's no difference between Boko Haram and the military. And what has happened now is that 2 weeks ago, Boko Haram gives ultimatum to Islamic movement and Sheikh Zakzaki to stop your activities or we're going to kill you. And the implementation of this killing has been done by the military.
And of course, that happened after millions turned out for the Arba Ain procession in Nigeria. Thank you so much for being with us from the Islamic Human Rights Commission, Mr. Masoud Chandra, out of London.